happens when you mix two opinionated Southern women in a microphone. I reckon they're a hell of a time.
Oh, that's very funny.
Damn.
Coming from their home studio straight into your ear hole.
Looky here.
It's time to sling some shade. Southern shade.
I see what you did there.
With Liv Matthews and Jay Jansen.
Welcome back, our Shea Brigade. This is Liv Matthews.
And this is Jay Jansen. And I'm going to tell you what, on this Monday, I ain't doing.
What's up?
Sitting on a damn yacht somewhere because I won the lottery.
Same girl.
That was a whole lot of FUs I could have passed out.
That was a lot of money.
A whole shit ton of money. Look, we got to $1 billion and I was like, sign me up for that.
Yeah. And then did you see that guy? He won the lottery.
$200,000 worth of shit in his boss's yacht.
Yeah, manure. He just paid for them to dump it on his boss's yard.
Do you know how epically douchebaggish you have to be for somebody to get a significant amount of money and go, you know what I'm going to do? I fucking hate this motherfucker so bad. I'm going to get $200,000 worth of cow shit.
Right. I mean, that's a lot of money. That would pay off my house, my car, everything.
Fuck yeah, it would.
I think I would bag it up and try to sell it.
The cowman?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Could you imagine being the judge that day? And this dude's lawyer, I know he got arrested, but I'm sure he's no longer locked up because he got the money to get out. But, you know, can you imagine being the judge that day when that docket came across your desk?
Girl, I'd be fighting back tears of laughter.
I would be up there. I'd be like, look, bro, you know you was wrong.
Yeah,
you know he's wrong. You're going to have to eat the cost of getting this shit up. Literally.
Probably community service, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to do something nice for the community, too. You're going to give back. I don't care what you do. You can pay somebody to show up for your community service. I don't care, sir, but first and foremost, this is I can't say this, but this is funny. It's funny to me. I'm so glad this came across my desk today because this is going to set the precedence for my whole entire day.
Absolutely.
I'm also in that moment as the judge going to be looking back through the damn courtroom going, Ashton Kutcher, are you here?
Where's he at?
Where's he at? Because I know right now I'm being, but there is no way that this dude spent $200,000 to put shit in his boss's yard.
I mean, that seemed like a lot of manure.
Where do you even find that much shit?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if they dump truck it in, they had to.
Well, yeah, I'm sure they didn't put it on a plane. And just
boosh.
Shit for you. That would have been fucking hilarious.
That would have been funny. I'd watched it too.
I would have watched that. Yes, I would have. I would have hoped to swear to God somebody got that shit on YouTube. And if you are pulling that and you don't film it, like, come on now. He's also got to have some film himself doing that. You can't do that kind of shit and not be driving by or something because you've got to see your handiwork.
Even if you like took a selfie beside of it or just filmed it happening and then sent it to like your closest friends.
I got that motherfucker idea.
I'd be like, Jay, check this out. And you'd be like, oh, no, you didn't, girl.
I'm sure he showed up there because otherwise, how they really know that he did it? Unless somebody said, hey, who sent you with all this shit?
Yeah, literally.
Laterally. Shit everywhere. The shit has hit the fan. It's a shitty life. It's a hard, shitty life.
I don't. What if it was like, came like a little note and it was just like, miss your face or something?
Eat my shit.
Oh, eat my shit.
Yes, girl. Yes.
I'm here for it, though. That's the sort of thing. It didn't hurt anybody. It's just funny to me.
It's funny. I mean, is it a potential health hazard to be surrounded by that much shit?
Probably. Yeah.
Is it going to attract unsavory things? Abso-fucking-lutely.
Oh.
I mean, he probably got like a pest infestation and everything from that, but his grasses look marvelous than it will for the next 12 years.
Oh, talking about a little bit of poop. I had saw a documentary this past weekend of this lady. She was a porn star and she did this scene, a bukkake scene, where like an ungodly amount of people ejaculated on her face. And she mentioned in it that she ended up getting salmonella.
Ooh.
And she was like, yeah, you know, normally you get salmonella from like uncooked food. She said, but somebody must have jizzed in my eye. And I was like, what?
That's a thing?
I mean, that's what she said. I don't know. I did not go and Google this. And I'm not real up on the salmonella. I know to cook my chicken. I know to wash my hands. That's how I stay safe.
What? Now we got to cook the cock, though?
Got to cook the cock?
Got to cook the cock.
I called a doctor today. And
the doctor said no more monkeys jumping on the bed.
Absolutely. That's exactly what he said.
Damn.
Hey, I said, are you the new resident? And he was just like, yeah, you know, this week was my first week. And I was like, okay. Well, cool. So what's your name? He started laughing a little bit and he said COX. And so I was like, why is that funny? And he's like, oh, it's not. And then I said, oh, whoa, Cox. That is a little funny. Look at you, buddy. I was like, we're 12 again, you know?
Right.
And he just started laughing. Like, who are you? And I was like, oh, I'm Liv. And he was just like, oh.
I've heard about you.
Yeah. He's like, okay. All right. Well, cool. And I was like, bye. And that was it. That was our interaction.
Can you imagine your interaction like years later? Be like, I first met Liv when she laughed at my cock.
Absolutely. I was wondering why you spelled it. I mean, I don't normally just spell my name.
Makes me wish that was my last name. I'm not even going to lie. Because that's how I would tell the story about you and I forever.
Yeah. You remember the doctor that I told you that her last name was Wood? And the whole time that she was in school, they just thought it was so funny to wish her a good morning. So they would just say, morning Wood. And then everybody would just have a little chuckle. Well, I'm going to tell you what. If you say morning to her, she would just kind of like dart her eyes at you.
Like, I wish a mother.
Yeah. I'll say it. I want you to. But I was like, wow. Okay. Sensitive. But talking about sensitive content. Okay.
Lord have mercy. We need to censor just Jay. And not on the show.
You're like, not even on the show. I mean, just in life.
Yeah. You need to censor me in life, period. I fucks with my own self sometimes.
She really did fucks, F-U-X, with herself this time. She was going to send a monetary installment to a coworker. And this is what ensued. I will let her tell the story. Oh, Lord.
Lord have mercy, JJJ. Yes. Girl, get your shit together, get your shit together. So what had happened was, anytime I send a relatively small amount of money, I always in the fourth section put something fairly funny or just something bizarre or something like that. You gotta watch me. Shit like that fucking amuses me. So when you open up the money and be like, oh, look at that. She got me diapers for child support. That's cool.
Yeah, which is hilarious.
Right. Because you'd be like, why is this? What? She just owed me $12 for lunch. You know, like,
yeah.
Diapers for, and child support. What the fuck? Okay. So anyway, I do shit like that. So this particular day, right before the big grand slam lottery drawing, I had committed to a friend. We'll go in on the lottery, send you some money. Like I said, it was small, like $10, you know? Mm-hmm. So in the fourth section, I'd put for cocaine and hookers. Because if you buy a $10 little bit of cocaine, that's not cocaine you want to do if it, you spent $10 for it. Let alone the fact that you've got to have some of that left over to, in fact, pay for your hooker. And I wouldn't at this point in time even want a $10 hooker.
I wouldn't want anything that I can buy. I wouldn't want the cocaine, and I also wouldn't want the hooker.
Well, me neither.
If you do like five each, it's still going to be bad.
If you did one in 10,
bad.
I mean, one in 9.
The ratio, it doesn't even matter.
Lord, like, I can't even math up in the studio.
I know. It's bad.
It's too cheap. Not that you should be buying it anyway, but I'm just saying, like, those are definitely going to be bad things. Anyway, I've taken this to the...
But tell the listeners who you sent this to.
Well, the first time was just a friend.
Right.
The second time, everybody at work decides that they're also going to chip in on lottery tickets. I guess we're going to just blow the whole department off. You know, just like, y'all ain't getting nothing out of here. Or in here, as a matter of fact. We're out.
Yeah, if we win this, man, we're out. Yes. Hard.
Yeah, there's going to be fuck yous passed out before Friday. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, well, hey, I don't have cash. Can I just cash out somebody? Because the person was going to go to the store. They're like, yeah, sure, that's fine. Just send it to Boss Man, who, as we have both discussed, we have men of the ministry in our office. So I do. And somehow along the way, I don't know if I transposed my last 4 message or if it glitched just for one time, because I've not since been able to replicate it. But I sent my Boss Man, man of the ministry, who's just collecting money, you know, just doing the brotherly love thing for the whole department, that I also in turn sent him $10. For cocaine and hookers.
Oh my goodness, which I freaking love. So what was his response?
He wrote back and said, are you serious? Laugh out loud. That's pretty funny.
Oh, good.
So he did have his humor about it, but I was like, of course, everybody would have disputed the fact that that was absolutely ridiculous. It could have fell underneath sexual harassment. I could have very well lost my job. But then I guess I really couldn't, because what premise did you really have to stand on as I was sending it to you for lottery?
Yes.
So we were gambling. So, I mean, I don't really reckon you could have said anything, but, you know, you could have said something.
Yeah. You know, talking about, like, just inappropriate things. So as I was walking to the time clock the other day, I'm like, I've already done my shift. Like, I am done, okay?
Just trying to find a little happiness on the way out the
door. Yeah, sometimes you get a little silly.
Right.
Well, I walk by this area where a lot of family members normally, like, kind of...
congregate.
Know. Yeah. And so I hear this lady say, hotel, motel.
Holiday Inn.
That's what I said. I said, Holiday Inn, if your man is messing up, switch and take his friend. And in which she turns around and looks at me. She's got a phone to her ear.
Oopsie.
She's not singing the song.
Damn.
She's trying to get a motel or a hotel.
Oh,
or
Lord.
Holiday Inn. I don't know. But she did end up cracking a little smile after she realized like what was going on. But I was like, ooh, insert foot. That's not good.
Hard.
Yes.
Like you really inserted it.
I did.
Both of those people think you and I are heathenistic.
I mean, they're not wrong.
Facts.
At least you saw our true sides.
I see your true colors shining through. Feel better about that now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Little Cyndi Lauper. Come on.
Well, once again, talking about songs.
Oh, yeah.
I was training this girl. After you've had like a whole shift with somebody, you know, you start to have like a little small talk in between work. So she was telling me that she has a son. This is her first child and he's now 17 months old. And she wanted to share with me that when he was first born, because there's not a whole lot of children in her family, that she didn't know any nursery rhymes, no like little songs, you know, anything like that. So when he was born, what she would sing to him was Happy Birthday.
Which expired the first day.
It worked for the first little bit, you know, nobody really questioned it. And she said, but I was at the doctor the other day at the pediatrician and my son was getting some shots. He was a little upset. So I picked him up and I was cuddling him and bouncing him and I started singing, Happy Birthday to you. In which the doctor looks down at the computer and then looks back at them and then looks back down at the computer. He's looking at the electronic medical record and he's like, wait, I mean, his birthday's not today. And she was like, oh, no, no, no. He just likes this song. And so I said, honey, like, are you just going to continue singing Happy Birthday to him? Like, you don't know any other song like Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. I don't know. Barney, I love you. You love me. Like nothing.
Some fruit salad, yummy, yummy. Like you didn't have no like show that you watched that had a theme song?
Nothing.
We're just a good old boys, nothing.
Just a good old boys. All they ever saw was
been in trouble with the law since the day they were born.
Or something like that. I don't know. You could have made it up. But you are legit been singing for 17 months, Happy Birthday to him.
You ain't thought to look up another song in 17 months.
So I did ask. I am generally curious. I was like, you didn't think to like look up a song after you realized that, you know, you've been singing Happy Birthday to him and you don't know any other songs? She was like, well, I'll just be honest. He just calmed right down.
It's just the tone of your voice, darling.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, look, I'll be up there with my baby child. Like, and if I didn't and trust and believe, I took the G baby to the extreme. I mean, he was get low. And to this day, if you say to the window, he will automatically shout back to the wall. You know, I mean, he ain't pulling no punches. He knows his Little John. And it's only because I ran out of songs. But there are other songs out there. You know, I'll be all up in the damn waiting room. Never mentions the words addiction in certain company. People be like, is she really singing? She talks to angels to her baby child. Yes, she is. It's better than hilarious. Happy birthday when it ain't your, but what are you gonna sing to him on his birthday now? To say it's your birthday, da na 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 na, really fucking is.
Or just think about all the birthday parties he's gonna go to. Maybe he's having a little anxiety and they start singing Happy Birthday and he just calms right on down. Oh,
yeah, thank God. Yeah. I mean, you know, he's gonna be really loving life when he goes out to eat and people start singing their own little birthday songs. You know, he's gonna realize that there's more birthday songs out there that his mama also didn't know.
That's right.
She don't know the Texas Roadhouse birthday song.
No. Happy, happy birthday.
We're so glad you came. We know you must have told us, but we forgot your name. Hey.
We might have been there a couple times.
That's really not their song, but
yes,
that's the Livin' J version of if we had to sing Happy Birthday to you.
You know what I found out? It's the reason why people have all these different songs and they can't say happy, happy birthday anymore. The regular happy birthday song is because it's been like trademarked. They can't do it. That's why they have to come up with their own little songs.
What brilliant motherfucker copyrighted Happy Birthday?
I don't know, but wow.
We should look that up.
I know. And could you imagine how many royalties we probably own them? Like, yeah.
Just that mom alone owes him some shit.
Oh my goodness. She's like, yeah, negative. Definitely.
Oh Lord. And we just put it on fucking live for her.
We sure did.
We do not know her name.
We do not own the rights to Happy Happy Birthday either. We'll just go ahead and say that.
Yeah, no. I don't own any of the rights to any of the shit that I sang on here. Now, I do own the rights to what I say, because Lord knows there's some comedy gold that comes out sometimes. That was my modesty. How you like that?
I like it. I do.
Yeah, I'm so modest. Yes.
So every time that we would see somebody new, like that I worked with, one of the doctors,
you'd be like, let me tell you this shit.
Yes. And I was like, this girl right here, and she's standing there, you know, I was just like, wait, she says happy birthday. And I tell like the whole story.
Yeah. And now we're also telling the rest of America, sweetheart. I'm so sorry.
I told her, I'm going to be honest, you're probably going to make an appearance on our podcast,
whether you like it or not.
Yeah. This is a freaking hilarious story. I just have to.
I'm so glad that you did, because it's really given me food for thought.
I know.
And it's also showed me how, as a person, how low I'm ready to actually go. See what I did there?
I do.
Yeah.
Well, the good thing is that I do know what I will get her for Christmas.
Nursery rhyme book?
Absolutely.
The one that when you open up the pages, it starts singing to you.
Oh, yes.
That's pretty genius, because then she'd already have the beat. It'd have the words, give me the beat. We got... Okay.
Let the beat drop. Boom.
Don't. Yeah. I'm going to tell you what. Watching TikTok, do you do this all the time in my head? Like, have you seen my silhouette? Sheesh. That goes on in my head so many fucking times a day.
Oh my gosh, listeners. If you would have saw her face when she said sheesh, that's hilarious.
I am here for your amusement, darling.
And I appreciate it so much.
Because you're also in turn here for mine.
Correct. Sheesh. But anyway, that's funny. But yes, I do that as well. Matter of fact, you can play any of those songs. I was in my little meeting the other day and I started singing one of the little TikToks, kind of like that. And everybody finished the lyrics.
It's okay. I'm so glad it's not me. And poor Finn has heard every TikTok trend that there ever was. Bless his whole entire soul. That man really deserves a medal.
Yeah, definitely. He Some does. Type of award. Yeah.
Yes. A first place trophy, something like that. And I'm sure he'd probably say something very sweet, like, maybe you're it. And I'd be like, oh, see what I did there?
Yes.
He's probably going to go, I really wouldn't say that. So we'll have that conversation when he listens to the show.
Yeah, because I sent you a TikTok and it said, I saw the most romantic thing. There was a guy at Starbucks and he called his wife and he said, hey, honey, do you want the iced coffee or are you still being a bitch?
And that is Liv and her hubby.
So I told him, which I thought was hilarious. And he was like, you know, I would never call you that.
No, he better not, because you're like probably like, oh, well, you can. And he's like, the fuck I can.
That's what he said. I was just like, well, you can. Absolutely. You always have that choice. I said, but when you get home, you probably have a big surprise. Huge.
It's a surprise party and you're not invited.
That's right.
It's actually your surprise party and you're not invited. The surprise is surprise. Find the rest of your shit in the yard. How about that? She's going to call me one day and I'm just waiting. You know, I burnt the car down with his shit in it.
You probably are waiting for that call.
I really am. I actually live for that call.
I mean, I wouldn't. Maybe I would. I don't know.
I don't know what it would take for him to do for you to actually do that, but it has definite potential.
I think that it would have to be the perfect cocktail of maybe I was PMSing.
And
you know?
Fuck shit.
Yeah, fuck shit. Had a hard week at work. Mm-hmm. Maybe I was angry about something. Maybe I was a little hungry.
Maybe
as
you
well.
Had talked to your mom that day.
Oh, maybe that. And she, you know, wanted to tell me how I should change my life.
And they've been out of Diet Pepsi in three counties.
Oh. Yeah, put it all together. Mm-hmm. There might be a fire.
Yes. And one of your long lost relatives wants to talk to you about their feelings.
Oh, feelings.
Mm-hmm. You know, a friend just patronized you before you got there.
Oh, no. See, I think that there's going to be a lot of things up in smoke. Right?
She's like, I burnt the world down today. I sure did. She'll be on TV, be like, I did it. I fucking did it. I was tired of y'all shit.
Yeah, they're just going to be like, you know, all you needed to do was to give her a snack, a little time out. Just let her be.
Yeah, like when she Hulk smashes, be like, send Jay in to save the day. Like, I know.
Yeah, you'd be like, girl, it's fine. And I'd be like, is it fine?
I got some chocolate.
Oh, can I have a piece?
Some Diet Pepsi.
Oh, say less.
And a sandwich.
Oh, ham and cheese.
Absolutely.
Oh, delicious.
With some homegrown tomato on it.
I do like, what is those little purple ones? They're like purple and red. I don't know what kind they are, but they're delicious.
You know, somebody has told me what they are like 15,000 times and I never retain it. Every time I go, what's this called again?
But you know, I'm not very Southern, even though I live here and it is what it is. And I claim to be Southern, but clearly you've taken my Southern card 58 million times.
have indeed. And I probably need mine taken because I can't remember.
The only tomato that I can remember the name of is a beef eater.
I do remember that one.
And I don't know why. Maybe it's because it's a beef eater.
It's a one-eyed beef eater.
Oh, why does that sound like a penis?
Flying purple people eater.
That's why.
Mm-hmm.
Yucky.
Flying purple people eaters are yucky. I imagine they would be. They're eating people. They can't be all clean and...
They're not pristine.
No. They're not cuddly either.
No.
If it can eat you, it's not cuddly.
What if it only had like one tooth?
To gum you to death.
I told you about that one dude. He had only one tooth and I would sit there and just watch him for like minutes on minutes eat a carrot and a peanut.
You've never, ever in the history of ever told me that story. And I
no?
wish. No, today is my first day. I was today years old when talked about the guy who ate the carrot and the peanut with one tooth. Yes, ma'am.
There was a girl that I knew. It was her father. And sometimes he would come and have lunch with her. And she was like, hey, Liv, come in here and sit with us. And so I would sit with him. And I don't know why he would always have carrots and peanuts. Probably because that's probably all he could eat. But he would just sit there with this one tooth and grate it down. Just like crunk, crunk, you know, just kind of rub it like a grated
cheese. Well, I hope that
grater.
Wasn't all he could eat, because if he ever lost that tooth, he's fucked.
Yeah, he did not lose the tooth, but he did die.
Oh, well.
There's that.
That was a horrible story, or the way that you ended it. You didn't have to. You could.
That's
you
a
didn't
wild have, Disney princess.
I know, right? You should fucking definitely quit your job right now and write Hallmark cards.
Exactly. I'm working for Pixar now.
Yeah, I'm going to tell some good, wholesome stories.
And he's dead.
Well, you know what? That's how the Disney and the Pixar stories go.
Kind of. They almost like rip a tear out. But you know the one Disney Pixar movie, whatever, that I identified with the most?
What's that?
Well, physically, I identify with Ursula, the sea witch. I feel like I look like her.
You do not.
Kind of.
Don't.
But emotionally, I identify with that movie Inside Out. It's the one that has all the emotions.
I don't really think that I have seen that movie.
What?
I know. I know I've seen it on the TV.
Yeah, but you never like sit down.
But I never sat down and watched it. I couldn't tell you the first thing about that movie other than there's anger in it. Now I do know that. You ruined it for me.
I did. And that's who I identify the most with.
You identify the most with Grumpy off of the Seven Dwarfs too?
A little bit.
I get it.
Yeah.
Which one would I be?
I'll be honest. Now that you said that, I started thinking, do I know all the dwarfs' names? No. You got Happy, Stinky, Smelly.
No, Stinky and Smelly are not dwarfs.
Oh, they're not?
No.
Oh, that was okay. No? Happy?
Happy.
Sleepy.
Sleepy. Grumpy. Dopey.
Dopey.
Okay. Doc.
Yes.
Bashful.
Uh huh.
Free Willy.
And Roy. Yeah.
I don't know the seventh one.
Oh, you know that from when you said Free Willy, that reminds me, I was watching like a little video, just, you know, killing time, scrolling through, and there's this whole whale just comes up and takes a canoe with these two girls in it, like completely in its mouth.
Wait, what?
Yeah. I'll play it for you in a little bit.
That's a thing for real?
I mean, it's huge. It just came up and it took the whole canoe in its mouth. I mean, half the canoe was hanging out its mouth like it was smoking a cigar. But you definitely see the two girls are in it because you see like a couple legs flail. Of course, the video cuts off and I'm thinking, what would you do? Probably just start like beating on its like whatever. Tickling its uvula. You know, if it had a uvula.
Yeah, tickling, yeah. Cough me out.
Yeah, exactly.
I really don't honestly really know what I would do other than hopefully that I had me a damn knife on my side. And now if I ever go kayaking or what have you in the damn ocean, I'm definitely going to be doing that or some dynamite. But anyway.
It's like, Jay, why do you got dynamite on you? You're like, in case a whale decides
yeah.
to eat.
I've seen it. I swear to God I have. So yeah,
nobody
I'd be that
Moby Dick and me.
Yeah, no Moby Dick here.
No Moby Dick and down. No.
No, Moby will not dick me down. He will not.
Dickle.
Yeah, apparently my name is just call me Jonah. Look, if I get swallowed up by a whale and I cut myself out, I'm coming back as a prophet. I have to.
Right. Yeah.
It's written somewhere.
Oh, bless it. We had this lady in my, back in the day, in my old hometown. Okay. I won't tell you where it's at because you're automatically judge me.
Linwood. No, I'm just kidding.
Yes, exactly. And so she would get on the phone and people would call her and she would kind of be like a psychic and she would just tell them, but I would be sitting beside of her and I would listen listen to these conversations.
So she was like 1-800-DIAL-CLEO.
It's like, you've been to my hometown. But it would be, I see a man in your future.
Bullshit.
Of course you see a man in my future. Like, I probably am going to see a patient tomorrow that's a man. Or
I'm going to walk past one in a little bit.
Right. I'm going to see my husband tomorrow. Like, I mean, yes, you're going to see a man. Okay. And then there's going to be some financial troubles in your future. Who hasn't had a few financial troubles?
Right.
Like, you could lose $5 and be like, oh, there's my financial troubles.
Yeah. The dude who, you know, he had a little bit of financial trouble when he paid $200,000 for some cow shit, but yeah.
Yeah, so that would come to fruition, right?
I swear to this, I grew up on a farm and I couldn't tell you where to find $200,000 worth of cow shit.
No, but I bet you this prophet, this faux psychic would be able to tell you.
Yeah.
But in the curio cabinet, saw two jars full of water with a picture inside of it. And I asked her, what are these? And here I am, like 7-8 years old. And she said that when the picture goes completely blank, that person will die. How creepy is that?
That's super creepy for a 7-year-old. Damn, girl, who was your mom and them letting you hang out with?
My grandma.
Oh.
It was my grandma.
Oh, shit. You was rolling with your grandma.
I mean, this is also the same grandma that took me to the snake handling church.
True story.
So, I mean, bless her. She was the only grandma I had. I didn't know the other one. Supposedly she died before. Or maybe my grandma put her in a in a jar with water. But how creepy is that?
That is super. So did you ever know if those people died?
No, because, I mean, they were already half faded. I didn't even know who it was.
Oh.
But clearly it was a guy that must have scorned her because I could tell that he was in a suit.
You got to be really committed to that often.
I agree. But do you think my grandma was like casting little spells and being
definitely
a
I think that's exactly what she was doing.
Wow. How progressive.
I
mean, nobody really could read or write, and nobody really graduated high school back in my hometown. Every once in a while, you have one or two.
So. Oh, honey, look, the mountain folk are going to find some kind of way to, you know, there's so many indoctrinated magical practices in the way that the old people live.
Yeah.
The old mountain folk, you know, they were all little kitchen witches.
I was just amazed. Another thing that she used to do, this was, I wasn't quite amazed, but it was kind of a little gross, but I'm still a little amazed. She, instead of making her a cup of coffee like most people would, she would just take a scoop of grounds and just put it in her mouth, kind of like some dip or some chow or whatever you call it.
Ooh.
And just, yeah, I don't know if it's just like the caffeine, the whatever it is, just like straight to the system. I don't know.
Take some coffee grounds. Like, I can't even, I love my coffee, and you know I love my coffee. Like, Jay survives on coffee and sarcasm and inappropriate comments.
Correct.
And if mine has got coffee grounds, I ain't about it. I am not about that life.
Yeah. It's a texture thing.
It is a texture thing. Like, you know, you can go to the candy store and get chocolate covered coffee beans and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's edible.
Yeah, it's a no for me.
A lot of times it has a bitter flavor.
Yeah. I don't even like dark chocolate. Everybody's like, oh, it's so healthy for you. And because it's nasty.
It's healthy because it's gross. It's the good shit that makes it fattening.
Well, back in the day, I asked my doctor, I was like, diet wise, because, you know, I'd already been like all kind of nutrition classes and everything. What do you think? And he said, well, live, honey. If it tastes good, spit it out. And I said, what? He said, well, clearly everything you've been eating is wrong. So if it tastes good, spit it out. If you don't like it so much, that's probably the thing you need to eat. He's not wrong.
Huh.
Yeah. I don't know what one time that I've ever just like bit into a carrot and said, that's delicious.
Never.
No. I don't even like, I don't like the smell of them.
Now, I do like my vegetables. I do eat them just for leisure sometimes, but.
I would like to say that I did, but no. Sometimes I have to drink a V8 just to get all my vegetables in. Now, I'll do a salad. I like some green beans. And of course, we're not counting like potatoes and corn and stuff like that. But yeah, I'm all about it.
Well, potatoes and corn really aren't vegetables. I mean, they are, but they're starchy.
Yeah, starchy, carbs. Yeah. But of course, I like those. And that's essentially what he was saying, is that if it tastes good, spit it out.
Get it out your mouth. Sorry. I had to do that.
In the mouth and mouth.
You know, we always got to end on the fucking train wreck, you know?
That's right.
It's got to be a soul train. Soul train.
I didn't expect like a little crash after that kaboosh. Yes. Well, guys, as always, don't forget to write us. We do love your emails. We write back. Our email address is southernshadepodcast@gmail.com, and our website is southernshadewithlivinj.com.
But for real though, y'all come back now. You hear?
You've been listening to the Southern Shade Podcast with Liv and Jay. Oh, bless their heart.
You're not mashing the right button.